The By George podcast is brought to you by KMN Law Firm. And here's a little note from our partners. Getting work done on your house or condo? Wanting to make sure you hire the right contractor or have things done properly? Or let's say your contractor and you want to make sure the homeowner will pay you timely for the services you're about to provide. Give a quick call to the law firm of Condori, Murad, and Neeson. As lawyers who are homeowners, while also being involved in the construction industry, they know both sides of the coin and can provide you with valuable experience to help avoid any legal issues moving forward. Give them a call at 703-385-2080 or visit them online at www.kmnlawfirm.com and be sure to let them know that the Giant Killer team sent you.
Or visit their main office at 4085 Jainbridge Road, Suite 401 in Fairfax, Virginia.
By George, the dream is alive!
GiantKiller.co and the By George Podcasting Network present the By George Podcast with Brian Lawrence and Chris Jones. The original George Mason basketball podcast.
They're on their feet. Here, Hancock! Oh! Off the top of the backboard, no! Loose, Hancock! Front court, Mason! Long base hit point, George Mason!
Guys, we came to the Cayman Islands and got a W.
Woo!
We came, we saw, we conquered one game. Yeah.
First round versus ODU came how many miles just to play a team, you know, that's down off 64. Right. But you know, who cares? We got the win, and that's all that matters. We're advancing, playing Nebraska tonight at 7:30.
You just dropped something?
And I dropped my phone. Yeah.
Okay.
It cracked. Just kidding. So on the mics today, we got Chris Jones.
What?
We got Ron Johnson.
And
you got your boy from By George, Brian Lawrence, and we're going to bring you a little preview of the Cayman Islands Classic. We're going to kick it off. Jones, did you get a chance to watch the game?
No, unfortunately, Flow Hoops was charging like 800 bucks for a stream last night, so unfortunately didn't want to fork over the cheddar to see a Mason ODU game. Although I did get to hear it over the radio. I looked for like an illegal Reddit stream. None existed.
Of course, kind of bitter.
Yeah. And so, I kind of had to rely on you guys, looking at Instagram stories, listening to Bill, following the stats online. So I've got like an idea of how the game went down. Not really having been able to see it, it looked ugly, like just from reading and,
It was ugly. And Ron even said, by the way, Ron, Ibrahim Ahmad, but we call him Ron. Ron even said it was a hard game to shoot. Just like there wasn't a lot of tight plays. I don't know if we got a single dunk. ODU just looked like trash. They really did not look good. They couldn't shoot from the outside. They really only had one guy that could shoot. And it just kind of was a back and forth game. But Mason, like every other game this season besides Maryland, kind of buckled down late, played solid defense, and hit their free throws to win it. I mean, I'm looking at Javon, went 6 for 6 from the line, was super important for us down the stretch there, because we were in the bonus at about 13 minutes left in the second half. So we pretty much won the game from the foul line, and Javon and A.J. Green carried us again.
A.J. Green, wow. I didn't know he came suited up from the Bengals roster. But no, I get it. There's actually like a lot of confusing names. There's a Xavier on the other team with his last name Green. So a lot of like names going around here, but he was apparently the other guy lighting it up on ODU.
A.J. Green kind of works because those are like the only two players that kind of dominate for us.
Right. It was a two-man show yesterday. But one big thing, though, I think you should touch on and give us maybe a little bit of an update on Cali. So I believe there was an issue with turf toe. He had to be helped off the court. Do you have any update from that perspective?
Ron was actually sitting right there on baseline. What did you see?
He went down pretty hard. It's just, he didn't seem like he was in pain at first until he tried getting up, I think. You just hear him, like, crying and screaming. It looked bad, his reaction to it. But yeah, it was really delayed, but it was just strange to see.
He had to get carried off, so he couldn't even put a single bit of pressure on it. I imagine he's a no-go for today, so we're going to have to really rely on a forward lineup with Marr and AJ. And again, in the presser, DP praised Marr's play towards the end of the game. He said he comes in, he really buckles down on you know, whoever is scoring for our opponent, and he said he just really knows his spatial awareness is just key, and I think that's something that we kind of have to watch going forward. You know, Cali started the games, but Marr has been closing them out. So I think we'll see Oduro start, who looked pretty good yesterday, was really calm from the line, gave us a bucket as soon as he came in for Calixt, but I would not expect to see Calixt go. Another thing.
Also, just to interject, with turf toe, it's kind of tricky depending on the extent of the injury, but it can go anywhere from sort of a week to all the way up to a month to recover, depending on the extent of it. But you could just ask Chris Thompson; he's missed I don't know how many weeks because of it on the Redskins. But you know, hopefully we get Cali back before A-10 play. But yeah, I there's no chance he's playing anywhere in the next week or so. Definitely.
Yeah, there's a nice, I think there's like a lull of like 2 weeks off over the holidays, and that's going to be an important part for us to kind of get right, including Kyer, who did suit up today. He's on a minute limit, and he actually didn't.
Yeah, that minute limit was 4 because that's all he logged.
I think it's like 8 minutes, and he didn't. You know, they didn't even put him in. I mean, he looked quick.
He didn't shoot a shot.
Oh, he shot one shot. He missed a layup.
Well, yeah. He has zeros across the board. 0 field goals, 0 threes, 0 free throws.
I don't
throws.
Know why, because, I mean, the picture you posted as the Mason wins, he actually blew by his defender and shot a shot and missed it. Maybe it was counted as a steal instead.
Because the only shot was the shoddy stats that were being tracked.
Well, thing is, though, like I said, or sort of what Brian said, there were no clean shots. So, like, every time they drove to the basket, it was either a foul or it was just a botched layup or something. So there was no paint points, like, at all.
Hmm. Besides AJ, I mean, there really wasn't. Oduro gave us a couple. He gave us 6 points, you know, some from the line. But, yeah, it just was a very ugly game. The arena, you know, we're playing in a high school gym. I was pretty impressed with the amount of Mason support. Definitely wasn't as much as Nebraska or Washington State, but ODU and Mason pretty comparable. And it was kind of, you know, the venue was kind of fun. It felt raw to watch a college game in this high school gym. You know, the noise and all that doesn't really play a factor.
Historically, in these early season tournaments, too, I've always seen, you know, the Mason fan base travel pretty well. And this is compared to major programs like a Nebraska, Washington State. So I've always been pretty proud of that. And so, yeah, when you took a shot at the stands, it was practically just, you know, the Mason fans that were there. I mean, it was good to see that. So,
and they're all staying at the Marriott. The Patriot Platoon is hosting a pregame. Ron and I are going to actually swing by there today. But, you know, it was kind of cool to, like, be in the presser. It was just Ron, me, and Paulson and AJ, and it was very intimate, and we really got to just kind of ask some questions that we wanted. And I asked him about XJ, because that's an area where, you know, I'm a little bit concerned. One game, and yes, he's a freshman and whatnot, but one game he could be explosive, get to the bucket, hit threes, but yesterday he just kind of looked sluggish, turned away a bunch of shots, and Paulson pretty much said, you know, he's a kid. He's great. He does a lot for us. And one thing he said, which I think is probably accurate, is he's probably the most rested guy coming into today's game. So I think you should expect to see a bunch of XJ today, just to try to save minutes off of Hartwell and Green.
And I think this is a huge victory in the sense that we walked away with a win, a 7-point win versus a Conference USA, you know, in-state rival, with essentially Cali putting up 1 point. You got 6 points from Hartwell. Miller was pretty off, only giving us 7 points. Marr with 2 points. X with 1 point. Kyer with zippy points. So to walk away with a W after that, that bodes well for tonight. Maybe our other guys heat up. So
Miller hit a big time three with like 5 minutes to go in the game. That really just kind of solidified the win. That's the video that we have of everybody going nuts. on the bench because he was kind of off. I mean, 3 for 10, 1 for 4 from 3-point, but he did get 9 rebounds. You know, Miller is always going to have a footprint on the game somewhere. Not by far, one of the Maryland ODU combo, his worst 2-game stretch of the season. I think you can expect to see him do more today. He gets kind of lost out there sometimes, playing the wing. You know, but I think he settled in late and really helped us win that game. So I think look for XJ and Miller to have much bigger impact today if we're going to have any chance of beating Nebraska. Let's talk about Nebraska, Washington State. Both Ron and I stayed for that game. Ron, do you want to talk about your man crush?
Ooh. Oh, Ellaby. Ellaby is on Washington State. He is a guard. He put up like 20 plus points, and he was just really fun to watch.
Because he was dunking like like all over anyone.
It was like Ron was just reading his wiki page. He's from.
I'm reading my wiki page in my mind. I have a wiki page made for him in my head.
Okay.
But he was really fun to just watch. I feel like even if he scored like 10 points, it seemed like he was scoring like every play because he was just electric the entire time.
Yeah, I was pretty impressed. I mean, the guy finished with 27-6 and really kept his team in it. But Nebraska pulled it out, and there's some guys that we need to fear on that team. I mean,
first and foremost, cue the music for Return of the Mac because he dominates in points, rebounds, and assists on that team. He leads in all three stats, one guy.
Yeah, and he was pretty close to a triple-double with 10-8-6. But they just did everything right. I mean, look, like they had 5 guys with 10 plus points, 4 guys with 8 plus rebounds or 7 plus rebounds. I mean, they just kind of they dominated, and they also just brought energy. Like it was different than any game we saw yesterday. The crowd was hype. They were like motioning to the crowd to get loud. They got 3-point shooters. You know, I just think that this is going to be a team that. I can't pronounce this guy's name, but Cheatham, C-H-E-A-T-H-A-M. He's a guard. Went 2 for 3 from three-pointer. They have a guy.
80% from the field.
Green, 3 for 5. I mean, they have guys that can shoot, and that's what scares me because we're susceptible to the three-pointer. We give up corner threes. I imagine we're going to come out in that press that hasn't really turned over many opponents yet. So I think we're going to end up giving Nebraska some open looks. We're going to need to settle into a half-court defense to beat them, in my opinion. They also have bigs that play as guards. Multiple times, their bigs caught the ball at the three-point line, made a dribble move, and got to the rim pretty easily and scored. They got to the line well. It's a big physical team. We're just going to have to box out and really buckle down on defense.
So here's one thing, though, and the outcome of that game, I think there was this notion that we really wanted Washington State to win it, but it really was going to be sort of a lose-lose scenario because as it stands now, Washington State's 2-3. They're in dead last in the Pac-12. Nebraska essentially in last place in the Big Ten. So we were never going to get that, that really tight matchup against a Power 5 tight squad. So ultimately, you know, whatever the outcome of today's game, you know, if we win, people will say, well, it's a crappy Power 5 school. If we lose, you know, it'll be like, well, you know,
it's a crappy Power 5 school.
School, yeah. So there's really nothing much to gain from today. But Nebraska, they don't really have a quality win thus far outside of Washington State, if you want to call that a quality win. But they've suffered some, like, tough L's this year. They lost to a Southern Utah Thunderbirds team. I don't, you know, someone's got to tell me about where they're from. I have no idea. And then they even had to go to overtime versus Southern Jaguars.
Yikes.
So this is a squad that's been struggling early on. I don't know maybe if they're just now hitting their rhythm, but Nebraska isn't screaming elite Big Ten school.
Yeah, no. It's that you could definitely tell the difference in games, though, between from Mason versus ODU to Washington State versus Nebraska. Like, the talent level is just clearly different. Like, we don't have a point guard on our team that can slice a defense and dunk on a big man like Ellaby did. You know, like, we just don't have that. So that's what I'm saying. You know, yeah, they're not good in their own conference, but they're still both better than Mason.
Those are tough L's. They both have spotty L's. Washington State lost to Omaha.
They do, but they're better.
And they lost to Santa Clara. Like, I mean, come on.
They're actually pretty comparable in the KenPom ratings. I'm pretty sure they're all, like, around that 150. Right. But I would probably... I mean, you said that Nebraska has the edge today, no?
Yeah, the ESPN predictor has currently Mason... They have Nebraska winning with like a 54% chance. So
which makes sense.
Yeah.
So game aside was kind of boring, but you know, closed out, got the win, have a chance to go 7-1 today. Gotta love that. Nuts. But Ron, what did we do after the game?
All right, so we went back to the hotel, and when we checked into our hotel, Brian and I were psyched because we got a pass to the Royal Palms Beach Club. Okay.
Yeah, and free entry, so we don't have to pay at the door. You can get they reserve lounge chairs for you. So we'll be back, needless to say.
Yeah. So we went to go scope it out last night. Brian wanted some drinks. I wanted some Sprite with a splash of cranberry. So we made the walk. It's like a couple blocks away. It looked kind of nubby from the outside. It was nighttime, so there wasn't really much going on.
It was slow.
We walked in. The music was playing like low. The place looked awesome. Had the overhead lighting, palm trees, like the works. The beach is literally like 5 feet from this bar. Like, and there's like just chairs laid out, and you could tell in the daytime this place would be popping. So we sit at the bar. We meet this Australian dude. What was his name? Conrad. Yeah, Conrad.
Sounds like a bro. Okay.
He was a big bro. Jacked bro.
Yeah. And so prior to this conversation with Conrad, Brian and I had no idea what we're going to do for the next few days besides go to games. So, you know, Brian and his, like, you know, his smooth talk and his conversations are on point. So he was like, hey, Conrad. So what is there to do around here? And Conrad was like, yo, you got to see the stingrays. You got to see the turtles. You got to come to the beach club tomorrow and party with us. And he literally gave us a whole list of things to do, which Brian wrote down, and we're just going to explore our options. Today's more of a kickback day, I guess. Right, Brian?
Yeah, I think so. I mean,
we do have a game at 7.
7:30.
Yeah, 7:30.
So we'll be there. No, for sure. And we're actually going to go to the Patriot Platoon party as well. But, you know, one thing that he told us, and you know, if you listen to our last podcast, we had a mission. Ron had a mission, and it was to find a Cuban. So we told him, we was like, you know, is there a place we can get cigars around here? And he pointed us to this place called Backroom, which was the perfect name for it because it's like in this, you know, in this nubby shopping center. And it's like you can kind of hear the music from the outside as you walk in, and it's like 90s rap. You know,
I was very shocked. I was not expecting 90s hip hop.
So we both looked at each other. We're like, all right, well, this is a lock. We go in. I go to the bathroom. Ron's immediately scoping out the Cubans. And it was Ron's first cigar ever.
Wow.
Ever.
Way to stop at the top, like start at the top, right? You didn't want to start with like a Philly. Like you went straight and got the best cigar of all time.
Well, here's the thing. So I was at the window to look at the cigars, and the owner comes up to me and is like, hey, like, you know, what are you looking for? And I was just like, what do you got? You got Cubans? And he was like, everything here is a Cuban. And I was like, oh, that works too.
Then get me your cheapest Cuban.
Yeah.
Exactly.
The cheapest one was like, what, $40? I don't even know.
We drop money at Backroom.
So could I just go back to your little bit with Royal Palms Beach Club?
Sure.
Yeah.
Do you want me to blow your mind?
Yep.
Yeah.
What if I told you right now I'm looking at a live webcam of the actual pool party? They have the cabanas set up. There's a pink flamingo in it. There's a green thing floating around. They have a ton of pool toys. it's a live feed right now. They have they have four live feeds on the website. They have a pool area webcam. They have a patio webcam. They have the west webcam that faces the water, and then there's like another one staring at the beach. So we could literally watch you at the party later.
Is there anyone there yet?
There's actually, let's see, there's maybe six people sitting around talking, drinking.
Because what's going to happen is there's five cruise ships coming to the island today. They're expecting like, I don't even, like an influx of 15,000 people on the island. So it's going to be a crazy party like island-wide today. And that's why they're starting this pool party early. So
well, if you want to tune in, go to royalpalmscayman.com/live webcams, and you literally get the live feed right now. And it looks beautiful out there, by the way.
You'll see us kicking Cuban cigars, drinking margaritas. So last night, to finish off the night, we got a late night kebabs from this like. It was a open stand. It's right next to our hotel. We had no idea what to think. The food was absolutely banging.
It was really unexpected. It was one of those late, like, it's literally a shack. I'm not even, like, Brian is not even kidding you. It is a shack.
It was like Burger King or this place. So,
and it was open until 4 a.m. I don't know why. It's a Monday night.
We were the only ones there.
We were the only ones anywhere. There's no one else in the street. Like, just... We're in a part of town where it's all resorts and hotels, and no one is out. You're on vacation. I don't know what's happening. Like, it was literally only us.
I definitely
and
didn't
the
see
employees
a
were sleeping.
Oh, like, I have a question because you said it's either Burger King or that. Did I not see a video of you ordering through a drive-through by foot? Did you not do that? Did you get both?
That was a Burger King the night before in Fort Lauderdale.
Okay.
so we had an overnight in Fort Lauderdale, finally got here about 1 o'clock yesterday, settled, tried some delicious Jamaican jerked food that was, so the whole Cayman Island has, the Cayman Island Classic has this pretty awesome tailgate area that you can drink local brews and eat like chicken and ribs and stuff out of like a drum grill.
Is it better than Lot A?
Yes. It's better than Lotte's tailgate. There wasn't many people there yesterday, but our game was that, like, nubby 5 o'clock game. So I think, you know, for the, like, before all the games start or maybe, like, afterwards, it probably pops. And probably Sunday it'll be pretty packed. Wednesday will be pretty packed. So I'm excited about that. That's our night. It was awesome. Ron and I out till 3 a.m. smoking Cubans, talking to hotties. And then also eating delicious kebabs to close our night out. Jones, you want to touch on the A10 a little bit? We've had, you know, a nice couple days here for the A10. Let's close out with some A10 talk.
Yeah, I think it's important to sort of take a look at a very historic day in the A10. It was pretty much a clean sweep with the exception of Fordham, shocker. But it's the day started with Dayton versus Georgia. So that was down at the Maui Classic in Hawaii. Dayton dominated. Like, Obi Toppin straight up looked like a top 10 NBA prospect. His final stat line was 25 points and four rebounds, just absolutely dominated, completely efficient from the field. They beat them 80-61, complete blowout. They get the winner of Michigan State and Virginia Tech. The expectation was Michigan State, being, you know, the 3 seed, was going to win that game. Virginia Tech shocked them. So now we're going to get Dayton versus Virginia Tech. So tune in for that game later today. I think that starts actually at 8 o'clock, so that'll be after our game tips. That'll be a fun one, and the winner of that game will eventually play Kansas. So a few big games for Dayton there. Another big game is Richmond versus Wisconsin up at Barclays Center. Richmond pretty much led the entire game. They beat them by 10. Richmond's now 5-0 with quality wins against Vanderbilt and Wisconsin. And they have Auburn today at 7:30, and Auburn's ranked 18th. So another huge opportunity for an A-10 win. And then Mason obviously beat ODU. VCU beat Alabama State, who gives a f***. And yeah, so, and then LaSalle beat Murray State. Murray State's always like pretty good. So very big day in the A-10 yesterday. We have three more A-10 versus Power 5 matchups later today. So tune in and hopefully we can keep it going.
Love it. That's the A-10 breakdown. You know, yeah, we're only playing Nebraska, but it's a chance for us to go 7-1 and probably get our best win. So looking forward to that. Again, that's at 7:30. If you're not paying for Flow Sports, which it sounds like based on Twitter, nobody is. Follow us at ByGeorgeGMU and at GMU Giant Killer. We're trying to put out as much content as we can. Please bear with us. Wi-Fi situation isn't the greatest down here in Cayman Islands, but man, it's been a blast, and we just want to thank our partners at KMN Law Firm for giving us this opportunity. And I think that's going to conclude it. Ron, why don't you close us out with some inspirational words?
Inspirational words. Wow, I'm on the spot right now.
Jeez. Give him a minute.
If you're on an island. Or if you're anywhere, just make it your island, okay? Have fun, okay? Just enjoy life.
There it is.
Have a good time and enjoy life.
From Ron Johnson himself, don't just sit at the hotel bar all day and all night. Get out there and own it. Guys, this is By George, Chris Jones, Ibrahim, Brian. We're out.
Bye.
I'm lost and I can't seem to find my way home. I've been burning up time, burning out my mind on an endless winding road. All my burdens keep me hurting, ever present, ever certain, all alone, they keep beating at my soul. It's hard to see the future when the present doesn't suit you. Every day feels like a blinding cold, blinding cold. While stomping out in the cold, out in the cold, whoa, whoa. Cause I've been struggling for way, way too long. It needs time for the change. I'm ready to move on. And yes, I'm scared to right all my wrongs, but I'll be okay. I'm stronger than I thought. From my family, my friends don't want to talk to me. It's getting out of control. I turn from my destiny and filled it with an evil seed that sew me and you take hold. The truth was right in front of me, that all along I had the key to let me in from the cold. In from the cold, whoa, whoa. Cause I've been struggling for way, way too long. And it's time for a change. I'm ready to move on. And yes, I'm scared to right all my wrongs, but I'll be okay. I'm stronger than I thought. And I'm not gonna waste 1 minute of this life. I got a second chance to do what is right. I'm gonna dance in the rain and lay out. And the present doesn't suit you. Every day feels like a blinding cold, blinding cold. Whoa, whoa. Cause I've been struggling for way, way too long. And it's time for a I'm stronger than I thought. And I'm not gonna waste 1 minute of this life. I got a second chance to do what is right. I'm gonna dance in the rain and lay out in the sunshine. Take all my pain and turn it into moonlight. Take all my pain and melt it with the sunshine. Take all my pain and turn it into white light. Take all my pain and give myself a good life.